Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Rosen moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Kennedy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner bunts for an out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams is hit by the pitch. Jim Busby pinch runs for Herb Adams. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball towards left. Zernial settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Zernial. Clark moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimek takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Busby moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to third. Philly moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Aloma now pitching. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards center. Busby fields it and throws to second to catch Grimek for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Bruner now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball towards right. Philly catches it and throws to first to double up Vernon. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 4 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 7 to nothing, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.